Okay, I'll share. I usually share about our son, older son Micah, who's in Otsu in Shiga Prefecture. Recently, he's been talking to the wife of the family he's staying with about wanting to come back here to Hiroshima, and we really can't understand that. It doesn't seem to really make sense. He'd always wanted to go back to the Kansai. That's where we came from when we moved to Hiroshima many years ago. And he asked, through the mother of the family, he asked for Pastor Horikawa's phone number, for Darcy's phone number, because Art's phone number is not working right now. So for Darcy's phone number, evidently he's trying to get reconnected and thinking of trying to come back. But it, we communicated to him through our friend that if he wants to come back to Art's place, there are rules to keep, and he would have to keep those rules. That was the problem before, is he wasn't keeping the rules that Art had set up for him. So we just ask your continued prayers for our son Micah, and that God would work in his heart, and just please pray for our son Micah. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Esther. I wanted to share about a friend of mine who's also a German volunteer. He's living in Osaka, and me and my other German friends traveled there this past week. And he knew that I was a Christian, so he wanted to talk to me about how he's angry at God because his dad died a few years ago. And he has many problems in his life, also with drug addiction, and I just wanted to pray for him. His name is Mario.
Good afternoon. My name is Fernando. I just wanted to request a prayer for my co-worker, employee. His name is Quinh, Phan Quinh. He's from Vietnam. And events went through his time here in Japan, and he has to go back to Vietnam this month or very soon. And I want to ask for prayers for him. He was very helpful to me. And he knows I'm Christian, and I pray for him. And I want to pray for his return to Vietnam, and that the Lord guide him to the church and to guide his life back in Vietnam. And also for my other employee, Ricky. He's from Australia. So far, his family is not close to the fires, but he's from Sydney, so he says it's really bad. And he's also going back to Australia this year. So I want to pray for Ricky and Queen's future. And I praise the Lord for what they helped me with. And, you know, through them, God worked in my work. And I want to appreciate him. They know I'm Christian, and I pray for them. So I want to thank the Lord in wisdom for this year, see what's going to happen without them. They were there with me for 3 years, so it's a pretty long time. But I'm glad to bless them to go away and do their lives. So, just always praying for my sons, my three boys. They healthy, and God is praise to God that they are doing well. So I just continue praying for that. And that's about it. Yeah, lately, I have a lot of Australians around my neighborhood. So I have a friend, Hugh, and he is not Christian, but his son lives really close from the fires. And so let's pray for them, for Hugh's family in Australia. So thank you.